Smiles in Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Salopatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salopatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen, music by Peter Van Steeden, and the new Town Hall varieties. New music, new voices, new laughs. It's Town Hall tonight! Listen to that crowd cheer Fred Allen as he leads the parade down Main Street to the old Town Hall. Fred's leading the band with a drumstick, and he's followed by those veterans of many a turkey, the mighty Allen Art Players. Let's join the merry throng. Everybody's on the way to the old Town Hall. Everybody's going. Here they come, symphony musicians.
But, Mr. Pawlowski, you cannot hold up your concert for 1 hour.
Pawlowski always listens to Peter Van Steeden on Wednesdays. It's Town Hall tonight.
Car owners.
What is that traffic jam, officer? An accident?
No, folks are crowding around that car with a radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Sherlock Holmes.
Watson isn't in, Mr. Holmes. Shall I bring you the needle?
No, Mrs. Jeeves. Bring me my portable radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Sure enough, Fred stopped in front of the old Town Hall and he's welcoming the crowd with Andante ad libbing. Let's listen.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, folks, you can make it a perfect night by stopping in at the old Town Hall. Single line, please.
Hi there, Bebler.
Good evening, Mrs. Farney. How
are you? Hello there, Shilly.
Hi there, Morton. How's the village blacksmith tonight?
I still got my spreading tree, but you radio comedians are using all of my chestnuts.
Oh, you kid, Morton. You don't need a password to get into the old Town Hall, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry.
Are you ready, Fred?
Yes, Harry. The opening number is plenty of money and you.
Your word is law, Fred. Let her go, Peter.
Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre by the lot of things. And I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, why no you or no?
That dynamic donor of dandy dividends and devastating disvertisement, dramaturgic Dania Cree and Italian double talk, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you. Harry, I think you should either explain what you've said or apologize for the whole thing and let it go.
I can't say a word, Fred, unless I'm a lawyer on that.
And good evening, I have special glasses now for seeing a lawyer. They're painted right on there. You don't have to look around. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A little tardy, but good evening just the same. Now, before we send out for some soup so that you will have everything from soup to me, I'll read you the Town Hall bulletin for tonight. Hodge White, everybody's grocer, says a lot of customers have been asking why he's wearing an old-fashioned nightshirt around the store under his apron the last few days. Now, Hodge says he isn't sleeping on the job, but the zipper in front of the nightshirt got stuck halfway the other morning, and he can't get it open wide enough to crawl out. So Hodge says you just have to keep the nightshirt on now until the Sears Roebuck man gets in town from Chicago to look over the zipper. So much for evening dress notes around the square, and now for the Town Hall news. The curtain, Harry.
Coming right down, Fred.
Oh, gosh, you said that without getting mixed up. Congratulations. The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week. The Town Hall news sees nothing, shows all. Washington, D.C. The latest Treasury Department tax regulations show that government intends to tax Cupid. Hereafter, Internal Revenue men will collect tax on amount bridegroom pays the preacher at weddings. Town Hall News shows how new tax ruling may work out at future weddings. The scene, a church vestry in 1937.
Howdy, folks. You the bridal couple?
Hey, up, Sexton. I'm Gladstone Dunker. This is my wife, Myrtle.
Not yet, I ain't Gladstone.
Well, see, you're both as good as hitched now. I'm locking the door.
Oh, I ain't trying to get away. It's Gladstone.
Oh, tain't another.
If I hadn't grabbed your belt going through that subway turnstile, you'd have made it.
Now, see here, Myrtle.
I'll leave you two lovebirds alone. The preacher will be in direct step.
Oh, take off that long puss, Gladstone. This is a wedding, not a kidnapping.
Well, couldn't you wait till Saturday? Saturday's payday.
Well, you got enough to swing this, ain't you?
I don't know. I spent plenty, the license, the ring, and flowers you got on. In the ride down.
Well, I paid my own nickel in the subway, didn't I?
Yeah, but going back there, my wife, it'll be on me.
Oh. All right. How much you got left?
That's 11, 12 bucks.
You'll just make it. 10 for the minister and $2 for the honeymoon.
Shh, quiet. Somebody's coming.
Gladstone Dunk and Myrtle Flapp, the bridal couple.
That's us, all right. You the preacher?
Yes, I'm Reverend Moan. I hurried so I put my collar on right. Are you ready?
I'm raring to go.
Come in.
Hey, I just got a flash at the office. What's going on here, a wedding?
Yes, come in.
Who is this guy, Winchell?
No, this is Mr. Fitch from the Internal Revenue Department.
Right, I'm here to collect the tax.
You mean I got to pay a tax to get hitched?
Yes, Gladstone. The government has finally taken over Cupid.
And no wisecracks. I'm here to see Uncle Sam gets hisin'. That's all I know.
Yeah, but I already paid a tax on the ring, the license, and Myrtle's flowers.
Yea, verily, Gladstone, but today there is a 20% tax on the minister's fee.
Well, how much is all this going to cost, Parson?
My rock-bottom fee for a quick ceremony, once over lightly, is $10. For playing the wedding march, the organist gets $2.
Good, good. I just got $12 even. Here's 10 for you, Parson.
Hey, hold it! The government gets 20% of that $10, Parson. Now, just give me $2.
Oh, no. My fee is net, Mr. Fitch.
That's okay with me. That'll make it $2 extra for the groom.
Why, that's going to cost you $14, Gladstone.
I'm $2 short, gents.
I can't reduce my fee. Word might get around, and I'll be getting all the riff-raff nuptials.
Yeah, no. You can't cut down your ten.
And Uncle Sam won't take nothing off unless you're a European power, buddy.
That puts it up to the organist.
That's right. We'll get rid of him.
Oh, no. I insist on a background for my reading. I must have the organ.
What are we going to do, Gladstone?
We're going to scram. The wedding's on.
Now, wait a minute, Bud. This radical gesture is costing the Internal Revenue Department $2.
It's costing me 10.
Look what it's costing me.
Well, no government employee is standing by and seeing Uncle Sam lose $2. I'm swinging into action.
What you going to do, Mr. Fitch?
I'll show you. Give me them $12, Bud.
There you are.
Okay, here's 10 for you, Moan.
Thank you.
The other two I'm keeping for Uncle Sam. Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the organist?
Yeah, the parson's got to have music.
I'm handling this. Get on with the wedding, Moan.
Do you, Gladstone, Dunn,
New York City, New York. Town Hall News presents a 10-second review of the season's most lavish musical extravaganza, White Horse Inn. White Horse Inn.
Chief Sitting Bull to see Chief White Horse. White Horse out?
No. White Horse in.
New York City, New York. Canary lovers gather for annual Cage Bird Association show at Hotel Pennsylvania. Prize-winning canary is finally selected from among 750 pampered birds. Town Hall News presents candid camera shots of the winning canary. The canary.
Is that a canary?
Yes, lady. He's got a cold.
Tin Pan Alley, New York. Town Hall News presents a 10-second review of the leading hit song of the week. The song, I'll Sing You a Thousand Love Songs.
You, King Solomon!
What is it, my wives?
Will you sing us to sleep, Solly?
Will I? I'll sing you a thousand love songs. Mimi, let's go. Woo-hoo!
New York. Gosh, when you go back to Solomon, he ought to do better than that. New York City, New York. The winter edition of the Manhattan Telephone Book is issued this week. Town Hall News shows employees delivering telephone directory to phone subscribers.
Well, what is it?
Your new phone book, Mrs. Jones.
I ain't Mrs. Jones, and I ain't got no phone.
Isn't this 99 Hudson Street?
No, it's 89.
Wrong number. Excuse it, please.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. There's a young man here tonight. I'm pretty sure he's here. Oh, yes, there he is. The young man who feels that we ought to play games on this program every now and then.
Well, everybody likes to play games, Mr. Allen. Especially games like, Who Am I? And,
What is this Who Am I game?
Oh, that's a good one.
Really?
I think of a person's name, then I give you some hints. And you try to guess who I am. Like this. I'm a famous author.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a lot of plays.
Yeah.
And my name begins with an S and ends with an E. Who am I?
Let me see. S-E. Stoopnagel?
No. I'm Shakespeare. You don't know how to play that game. Let me try it with Mr. Von Zell.
Well, if you think I can catch on.
Well, look. Here's another one. I live in a red and yellow striped box. It can find me in any drugstore, and my name begins with I. Who am I?
Oh, I get it. You're a tube of Ipana toothpaste.
Oh, somebody must have told you.
No, nobody has to tell me about Ipana. It's a grand toothpaste. It not only thoroughly cleans and brightens teeth, but what's more important, when used with massage, it also helps tone and stimulate gums. And since our gums do not get enough exercise from the soft, creamy, well-cooked foods we eat nowadays, we earnestly advise, as so many dentists do,
use Ipana toothpaste. And every time you brush your teeth with it, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage your gums with it.
In that way, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be giving your gums the toning and stimulation they need to help guard against serious gum trouble. You'll have healthier gums, brighter teeth, and a far more attractive smile if you'll always remember Ipana, for the smile of beauty.
Steedon and the Ipana Troubadours have just played the Organ Grinder Swing. Now, on Friday at sundown, ladies and gentlemen... Quiet. Quiet, please. If that's somebody crying for the Carolines, Randon McNally is two blocks down.
Hello.
Well, sir... They laughed when I started to talk baby talk. They didn't know I was head waiter at Child's. If it isn't Portland.
Yes, Mama sent me out to get an osteopath, but the store was closed.
The store was... Hey, wait a minute. You were going for an osteopath last Wednesday.
Was I?
But certainly. Don't you remember? You were looking for an osteopath because Papa was eating fish and had a bone in his derby or...
gosh. That's what it says here in my part tonight.
Well, let me look at that.
Here. There's something wrong someplace.
Well, I'll say there's something wrong. You're reading last week's script.
Oh, boy, am I dumb.
Well, it's nice of you to confirm the suspicions of a nation.
Oh, you heard somebody say that.
You know, arrested mentality must run in your family. Your father has a head like a glass of beer that's been standing 2 days.
Papa's a lot smarter than some people I know.
Name one person who knows less than Papa.
Well, I can't think of one offhand.
You see, I told you. I thought so. Why doesn't your father borrow somebody's cranium and see a brain specialist?
Oh, Papa's scared of doctors since he got his blood transfusion.
Really? What happened?
The doctors made a mistake. They put 2 quarts of ketchup in Papa.
Well, your father is still living with the ketchup in him, isn't he?
Yes, but every time he sees a plate of beans, he tries to sit down on it.
Well, I sometimes sit down on morons, and something tells me I'm about to sit down right now.
I didn't know you were a contortionist, Mr. Allen.
Now, see here, if there's
Mr.
any funny
Allen.
Stuff here, I would like
Waldo.
To get in.
Right here, cutie. Take a leg, Waldo.
Wait a minute, Mr. Allen. I got all these bundles.
Set them down right here, son.
Say, what is this? Who are these people? Did somebody open a trailer around here?
Mr. Hale is the kiddies' companion, Mr. Allen.
Lord, yes. I've been catering to kiddies for 20 years.
Now, look, if you're a lollipop salesman, I have a small mouth. I have to get my lollipops made to order.
Who said anything about lollipops, sucker?
Mr. Allen didn't mean anything, Waldo.
No, he didn't mean nothing to me when I first came in, and he don't mean nothing now.
I've only known you 2 minutes, son, and you don't wear well.
You ought to paste a sign on your mouth, do not open till Christmas.
Why, you little cad, if I had my sandals on, I'd take you between my toes.
Now, hold on, brother. I'm here to spread Christmas cheer. If I have to punch you right in the nose.
Boy, Mr. Hale, hang a sock on him.
It's too early to hang your socks, isn't it, Waldo?
Now, you keep out of this. Keep out of this,
Waldo. Yeah, what's it to you, baggy eyes?
Now, watch it, son. I'll slap you so hard on top of that cap, you'll taste tweed in your mouth for 2 days.
Don't be hasty, Mr. Allen. Mr. Hale is here to get your Santa Claus business.
Right. I'm giving a super Santa Claus service. A Santa Claus to fit the personality of the kiddie.
Show Mr. Allen how your service works, Mr. Hale.
Yeah, what happened?
I'll show you. Get out my bells, Waldo.
Okay, Mr. Hale, here they are.
No, no, no. That's my white collar jingle. Get my Park Avenue bell.
Right here.
You might, gosh, I was so intrigued with your jingling there, you just swept me off my feet, Mr. Hale. You have assorted jingles for the different kiddies, do you?
Yes, Mr. Hale uses bells to suit the neighborhood.
Well, I'll demonstrate. Now, suppose I'm doing a Santa Claus job over on Park Avenue. I'll show you how it works.
Yeah, I'll be the rich kid.
I come tiptoeing into the room at midnight, tinkling my bell. And then I start crooning, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I wake up and say, is that you, Tater?
No, son. It is I, Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, you've come about the gift.
Yes, my little man. I've brought you some wonderful presents. Look.
Oh, a chess set. Divine.
And here's 2 mahogany polo mallets.
Eureka! They'll match my chestnut gilding.
And here's some books.
Books? Oh, how jolly. Live Alone and Like It. The Theory of the Finger Bowl by John Drinkwater.
And my final surprise.
2 tickets for Hamlet? Oh, Santa, you've outdone yourself. What a Noel.
Are you satisfied, son?
Oh, no end, Santa. If you want a testimonial, you can call on me, Bradwell J. Torrington III. I'm in the book.
Well, well. Thank you, son. Do you mind if I jingle as I leave?
Oh, please do.
Merry Christmas!
Mr. Claus. Gosh, that's a high hat Santa Claus, all right.
Oh, I run the gamut. I play any kind of a Claus you want.
Say, what technique do you use now, for instance, in a tough neighborhood?
Sure, Mr. Hale. I'll be the roughneck kid.
Yeah, just be yourself. Give me my tough bill.
Here you are.
Now, this time I'm coming into a tenement. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Go to bed, pie, you plastic!
Why, I ain't your pa. I'm Santa Claus.
You're the greaseball that broke in here last year and left that sticky candy in my stocking.
Well, yeah, what about it?
I had peppermint on my insteps for 2 weeks.
Now, listen, if you close your yap, I'll get out your toys.
Toys? What do you think I am, a sissy? Take it on the lamb, Whiskers.
Hey, you little rat, let go of my beard.
I'll smack you in the paw.
I'll wipe up the joint with you. Take that.
Yeah, take this.
Oh, I'll fix you.
Pulling the blackjack, hey?
Yes, and I'm going to use it.
Oh!
Now I can leave these presents in peace.
Oh, you slug the kid, do you?
If I have to, yes. And soon as I dump my presents, I jingle my bells and yell, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
But if you've knocked the kitty unconscious, he doesn't hear you, does he?
Well, no, the jingling's just a formality.
Some system, hey, Mr. Allen?
Now, how about me handling your Christmas, brother?
You're not handling my Christmas, Soggy.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Let him have it, Chief.
Now, here, put down that blackjack.
Knocked Mr. Allen unconscious, Mr. Hale. What'll I do?
Pin this card on him. He'll see it when he wakes up.
What does it say?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Portland!
Merry Tally Ho, Mr. Hale. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while we try to revive Mr. Allen, the Town Hall Quartet is going to sing He Wooed Her. 1, 2, Peter.
He was a lad in his 20s. She was a girl in her teens. The time it was when there was spring in the air, and everyone knows what that means. Without any doubt, he decided that she was the one in his life.
So he knelt on his right knee and twisted his left
and asked her if she'd be his wife. So he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. He wouldn't say yes there and then, 'cause the mother said no, she is much too young. So he wooed her and wooed her again. In his 30s,
and she in her 23rd year. He still loved the girl, but she still answered no, so he dropped a strong, silent tear.
And when he was panting his 40s, he said, you'll be left on the shelf.
But she answered, 'twould break mother's heart if we wed,
for mama has hoped for herself. So he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. Wouldn't say yes there and then, and her mother dear gave him the ha, 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 so he wooed her and wooed her again.
He was a lad in his 80s, she was sweet 74,
and he had entirely given up hope till her ma went and married once more.
Then at last the girl said she would wed him, and though it might sound very weird, why, the poor stork had waited for so many long years.
Then it flew down the flue with a beard. Oh, he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her till he was 110. Then he turned up his toes and said fairly well, and he'll never more woo her again. Wah wah, wah wah.
Nevermore woo her. Hey, hey.
And thank you, boys. You know, I've been doing a lot of ground and lofty radio listening lately, ladies and gentlemen. And every time I twirled the dials, somebody told me what to get for Christmas. Now, so far, the only thing I've gotten was confused. And just so that won't happen to you, tonight we're going to suggest what not to get for Christmas. All right, Harry, get suggested.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one thing we hope none of you get for the holidays is a cold. Because a cold can certainly take all the merry out of Merry Christmas. So if any time between now and then you find a cold coming on, get after it immediately. And fight it the modern way. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of liquids, eat nourishing food. But first, above all else, put 2 teaspoonfuls of Salopatica in a glass of water and drink it. We suggest this because physicians say
you can often throw off a cold more quickly by doing 2 fundamental things at its very beginning. Rid your body of wastes and help nature combat the acidity that usually accompanies your cold.
And you can do both these things at once by taking